and we've been following what's happening in the impeachment inquiry. But today the story is about what didn't happen. This morning, the Trump administration blocked the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, from testifying before Congress. Here's Chairman Adam Schiff speaking to reporters a few hours ago about that and documents the White House hasn't produced.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
And now Democrats say they are issuing a subpoena to compel Sondland to appear and hand over relevant documents. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is here. And Claudia, so the State Department has told Sondland he can't testify. Sondland's lawyers say he's willing to. So a subpoena there. Schiff said obstruction. Other Democrats are saying cover-up. What's next?
So now we understand that the committee is issuing subpoenas for Sondland's testimony and documents. What they want to know is his exchanges involving this call between the president, President Trump, and the president of Ukraine, and concerns that Trump was pressuring this Ukrainian president to investigate Trump's political opponent, Joe Biden, in exchange for military aid. Mm-hmm. So the intelligence panel says they're now seeking these subpoenas. They're still seeking Sondland's testimony in addition to other witnesses. And in the meantime, when these documents or witnesses don't turn up, they're considering it evidence in their investigation and proof of obstruction.
And we remind people that Gordon Sondland was in those text messages last week that were released appearing to not want to talk on incriminating texts with another official who was worried that the president was looking to trade aid to Ukraine for security assistance for political favor. But Sondland is technically the U.S. ambassador to the EU. Ukraine isn't part of the EU.
Right.
So why is he even involved with Ukraine?
Right. Yes. Sondland is an interesting figure. He actually started out as not a Trump fan. He backed out of a fundraising event when Trump was running for president. But that changed. It didn't last long. And he became a Trump donor. He donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration. And soon after that, he became a political appointee to the European Union. His relationship with Trump grew and his role grew. And eventually he was a key figure in these talks between Ukraine and President Trump.
Yeah. Well, we should note, too, that the House plans to hear testimony this week from former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, whom Trump recalled from her post. He criticized her, people remember, in that call to the Ukrainian president. So is there a sense with this blocking today that that will be blocked as well?
There are suspicions that she could be blocked as well, looking at how everything turned out today. Sondland was expected to testify until just a few moments before the State Department and others stepped in to block that. So there are some questions whether she will be allowed to testify mm-hmm. before the panel.
Well, Adam Schiff spoke this morning, and then House Republicans called on Democrats to release the full transcripts of last week's closed-door testimony, including some from the former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, in which those Sondland texts surfaced, as we mentioned. Now, at that time, Fox News anchor Chris Wallace said that Volker's opening statement alone was devastating to President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. But here's Republican Mark Meadows speaking to reporters today.
Is there a single journalist here that doesn't want to see the full transcript of Ambassador Volker's testimony?
I agree,
and the American people agree with every one of you. Let them judge for themselves. Whoa. That's what we need to do.
No, we should note that the journalists in the room didn't necessarily right. agree with Meadows that they wanted to see right. the transcripts. But why do Republicans want that public in about the minute we have?
Well, they say that there's additional testimony by Volker that shows to blow a hole, if you will, in the Democrats' narrative when it comes to this impeachment investigation. We got a little snippet of that. They point to Sondland's text messages that were revealed where he said that President Trump had been crystal clear there was no quid pro quo of any kind when it came to these talks with the Ukrainian mm-hmm. president. So they think there's more of that in that transcript that could be released.
It shall be unfolded. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.